What is the secret you should be keeping from your significant other?
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, closer.
This one. On the day I got married, my dad pulled me aside and gave me this advice. You don't have to tell her everything. I was flummoxed. Did my dad have a secret family somewhere that he had been visiting? 30 years later, I realized he didn't mean keep secrets. He meant don't always tell her that the dinner taste burned or that someone said something mean about her or that the children's clothes don't look right or whatever. It would have helped a lot if he had actually said that instead of acting like he was Confucius.
Yeah.
This morning, my wife asked me, now be serious. Does this dress look nice, or does it look like I'm trying too hard to look like a teenager? I honestly thought she looked great, so I told her. It's a good move.
Yeah.
The question is, if you thought she looked like she was trying to be a teenager, do you tell her? Because your dad would say no.
It depends on the person you're telling it to. It really does. It depends on the other person. You have to know them well enough to know if they really want that like direct honesty or not, and if they can handle it. But like some of that stuff, like the advice of the dad, you know, on the wedding day or whatever, like it's not that you're lying. It's that you're using a filter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's being smart about what you're sharing.
Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated, because you don't want to know everything.
Exactly.
This one, back to the idea of losing what you thought was a wonderful memory because you find out there had been a secret. Sort of like where Hot Wings was saying, you don't tell someone you got your kid to say mom for them before they ever knew.
Right.
That they thought it just happened organically.
Mm-hmm.
This text from the 719. When I was really little, my parents would wake me up at 4 a.m. to take me seashell hunting at the beach. They'd always tell me that 4 a.m. was the best big, beautiful seashells were out because the tide was low. They told me years later when I was 17 that my dad would go to the gift shop and buy seashells, then walk ahead of me and my mom at the beach and throw them out so I would walk across them. It weirdly broke my heart that I'm about to turn 30, and it still breaks my heart a little. Just to clarify, I'm heartbroken, meaning I'm heartbroken in the sense that I thought all those years I found these big, beautiful seashells. I really didn't understand how having a daughter... Understand now having a daughter where my parents were coming from because they didn't want a 5-year-old girl on the beach at 4 a.m. being disappointed she didn't find any seashells. Yeah, I get it. How about you just don't make her go out at 4 a.m. and go through that process?
Yeah, what the hell?
Or take her somewhere that's better for seashelling.
But she had, you know, those great memories. Yeah. She liked that they got her up and went seashelling.
Yeah, but they're manufactured.
And now she knows it. Yeah. Took it away.
Yeah, that is weird. Be one thing if they specifically went on a seashell hunt one day and she didn't find any and was really upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just created this whole scenario.
Yeah. Hey, you got to stick with that.
1-800-947-3979. This person writes, I keep an emergency stash of gifts and candy that my wife loves so that I can always seem thoughtful if she's having a rough day.
That is being thoughtful in case she has a rough day.
Yeah, I think it's so sweet. Oh, my God, that's really sweet.
That is nice. Related loosely, I would never tell my significant other where I keep the emergency candy I love. I kept a chocolate bar in an empty box of Raisin Bran because he hates Raisin Bran.
Yeah.
This will feel close to home for at least one of you. My significant other has no idea how often I eat a cheeseburger on the way home from work.
Yeah. In my last relationship, I had to have secrecy burgers because he was not a fast food person. And so once a week, I would have my secrecy burger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I outed myself on TikTok.
Well, didn't you out yourself with a French fry on your scarf?
Shut up. Yeah, okay, it's embarrassing.
You had food like Velcroed to you.
Yeah. He was like, what'd you do? And I was like, oh, a meeting ran late at work. And he was like, really? You got a fry in your scarf? I was like,
yeah. I mean, because I went to get a salad and they gave me fries by mistake.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't directly affect the other person or actually your relationship, you don't have to say it.
What about this? I've been playing Mario Kart 200cc by myself for a few years now. I'm good. My husband beats me all the time, but it's because I let him win. He's always thought it was a sense of source of pride for him.
Aww.
It's my deathbed secret. That's very sweet.
That is.
But it makes me think your husband is a soft-headed moron who can't take simple things. But it is very sweet.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice thing.
Man, I would never let Kayla or the kids win on purpose.
No.
I will not do it.
No, I don't. No, when I used to play pool with Grayson, I wouldn't let him win. My dad never just let me win. So when I did beat him,
it felt great.
It was like the best. He didn't taunt me. It wasn't like we would play and he's like, "You suck." Ha ha. So, I mean, he was always encouraging.
What if your dad called you today though and said that one time he did let you win?
He finally just gave in and let me win.
Oh
I'd be super bummed.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't ruin our relationship, but I'd be bummed about it cuz I was really excited when it happened. I probably played him 60 times before I finally won a game.
I feel like I'd know if somebody let me win because I'm really bad at games. Like, just any game. I'm not good at them.
So you're not going to be close enough to just have one moment where you did great?
No. Nope.
But you're not good at any games, Maitland?
Not really. Like, cornhole? Not good.
Okay.
Pool? Not good.
Yeah. What about
video games? Awful, but like Cards Against Humanity, like the card games that come with like rules
where
and
you
stuff.
Can be silly.
But yeah, I'm good at those.
That makes sense.
But yeah, anything that involves any level of skill, not for me.
Does it have to have hand eye coordination or?
Yeah, no, can't. I have hand eye coordination.
Do you
think? But yeah, if anybody ever let me win a video game or pool or anything like that, I'd be like, you let me, didn't you? Ain't no way.
This one is something that y'all talked about. I think Maitland specifically. We're not married, but I rarely tell my boyfriend that he's already told me a story or explained something about one of his interests to me before. He gets excited about it, and a lot of the time I'll pick up on details I didn't get the previous time, and I'll remember to bring them up later. That's exactly what Maitland said.
Mm-hmm. You can let them tell the story, and you could say in a nice way, like, oh, yeah, didn't you say this happened or what happened about this, and just ask for more details so it at least changes somewhat.
Yeah I think I remember you mentioning part of this. What was it again? Yeah, remember when you foster it, but
you told that I thought, huh. And so then when I got home that day, my wife said, yeah, I do that to you. And I went, I thought so. And now she still does, but if I don't catch it right away, I'll look over and she looks like she's a cat that ate the canary. And then she says, I'm doing it to you. I'm humoring you because I've heard this story before. And I'm like, this doesn't count if you then throw it in my face.
Yeah. She's pretty bold like
that.
Yeah,
the cat's out of the bag now.
She is pretty bold like that, Steve.
Yeah. She can kick you in the balls. Uh-huh. And say, boring.
Well, half of that's happened. The boring part. That's the part.